All right. Hey, dude. Hey. Welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am your host, Jesse Wallacher, with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym, the membership site, and jessiewallacher.com, where everything is housed so beautifully. So this is the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I suppose I should do that little intro where I talk about all the things that you think deep down inside that you want to change or do differently, but you're too afraid that it means something about you and it's not going to turn out how you want it to turn out. If that makes any sense. Someday soon I will have a good intro explaining all of this, but it's me just talking about a topic, and today I want to talk about why your diet isn't working for you. And here's why. I'm launching my beginning program, which is a 10-week, basically 12-week program that is my signature program, what I work with all of my clients on in a nice formatted order that we are going to go through together. And what I'm going to do over the next 10 days, yes, is break down and give you just a little glimpse of what we're going to dive into in a much deeper way. So in the first week, what we talk about is food and the main food experiment. So this is what I've been saying over and over again. With an experiment, there is no success or failure because, So with an experiment, there's no success or failure, just an outcome. And with that outcome, you get to decide what it is you want to do with it. If you want to keep it, if you want to toss it, if you want to try something new, but there's no emotion attached to it. It kind of takes you out of it all and actually gives you like a third person view of it. So what I want to talk about is why the diet doesn't work for you. So think about this. Anytime you start a diet, you start a new routine, start a new program, normally you'll start it on a Monday because Monday is like the work week, is when everything starts. Weekend is when you party and when you like eat everything in sight. So like it's out of your house, like the one last final supper and so on and so forth. So you either eat everything in your house or you throw it away. So already you are deciding what is good and bad and how you can no longer feel this way, you can no longer enjoy food, you have to get rid of it, and you can only eat bland things, because only bland things are the things that are going to be good for you. That's not the case. But for the sake of this, we normally go through our cupboards and there's emotions attached to the food. We feel guilty about certain foods, and even like good foods we feel bad about because we're not eating them, or we're not eating them as often, or they go bad, and things like that. This is why health is much more mental and emotional than physical. Because anybody can follow a routine, anybody can follow a diet and anything like that. And you can do it for a certain period of time, but there is a time when you're going back to normal, going back to just eating normally. But what does that do? And if normal for you has gotten you to the part where you don't want to be, and that's why you started dieting in the first place, well then, how is that going to work? So the main goal of this is to start the experimental process, is to start the reframing in your mind of taking the emotion out of it and proving to yourself that it is possible to not have to follow a strict diet, strict routine, anything like that, and just to be intuitive with your body, to not have to substitute food for things that are like stressing you out and so on. And those will be later episodes. But for this one, we're just taking the emotion out of it, looking at a third person point of view. How is food affecting you? So we look at a couple different things. We look at what is fueling you up, giving you energy, and what is taking it away. So this can be like feeling really good. This is the comparison. It's either after the meal, you feel really good and ready to keep going, or you need a nap to digest everything. So it's finding those foods is what we work on and focus on. And then also what we tend to do besides just eat foods and have emotion attached to them is we tend to overeat. So it's this feeling of, well, overeat and undereat too, depending. So what we do is we find this like happy middle ground where you're enjoying your food, you're paying attention to it, but you're not overeating and you're also not like undereating as well. So where you, and I was thinking about this the other day, I used to feel really good and I liked the feeling of hunger because the feeling of hunger, I associated that with a good thing, with weight loss, with what it is that I was working towards. But that isn't exactly how it works. And the same thing, we associate like a full stomach with being like really bad and really negative. And even if it was a good meal, we can associate fullness with a negative thing because we ate too much. We overdid it. And the list can go on and on and on. But what we do here is I just have you take the emotion, take the stress and the fear out of it. And for a week, I just challenge you to look at food and be like, how is this affecting me? We dive deep into, this is why I said like it's more of like a 12-week program because we have a bonus intro and a bonus outro. So the bonus intro is where we talk about your why, because the why is what's going to keep it all together. Because once you start eating and working out and moving and de-stressing and living based on your why and not based on a specific superficial number, then it's a lot easier to stick with. So that is what we do in the first one, is we take the emotion out of it and find this is like the baseline for you. So the foods that can be your easy go-to when things are, this is why like, if you are in a stressful situation, if you're struggling and you're waiting until things kind of settle down to get it going, this is why I encourage people that like if they have the nudge to like start something to actually get healthy, to actually find a way around it, that they do it now and not later. Because if you're able to make a solid foundation in the mess of things, then when things are really good, it's just a no-brainer. And also when it's in the mess of things, you decide that your baseline, your go-to, is so much easier and so much better than anything else. So you have a solid base. So when, like, worst case scenario, when a bad situation comes up, your worst case is people's, like, healthy goal. You just have this natural baseline of health and taking care of yourself that you don't waver from it. And that's what we create. Week one is we start figuring that out. And it's just with experimenting. It's just with trial and error and figuring it out. There's no right or wrong way to do it. You're just getting an answer either way. Just an answer. Just an answer. And you get to decide what it is you want to do with it. And that's why this is so much better than any diet or plan that you're going to follow, because they're going to tell you what's good and what's bad. And they're going to deprive you and make you question and add even more emotional attachment to food because they're giving you like guilty, quote unquote, guilty pleasure, like options or like substitutes and whatnot. We're just dealing with food because food is the best thing you can possibly have. So with that being said, if you are interested in learning more about this, if you really want to dive in and this sounds like something that you've been looking for, feel free to message me. Feel free to go to jessiewallacher.com where the beginning program is housed. This is a, again, 10, basically 12-week program, $1,000 paid in full or 4 monthly payments of $275. So this is literally going to change your life and change the way you think and feel and act and exist around your food, your fitness, your diet, your movement, and just life in general. This is an entire package of creating that solid base and health that you've always wanted but never been able to fully figure out. And we're going to do it all together. It's not a cookie cutter kind of thing. This is totally specific to you, even though we're doing it on a big scale. So feel free to check that out. Links are always down below, and stay tuned for tomorrow and the next 10 days. I'm so excited, and have a fantastic day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.